Well, Chaos Crew, summer's creeping in like your boss asking for just one more thing at 4:59 on a Friday, and frankly, we're not thriving. This week, we're clocking out of capitalism, dodging family drama like it's beach volleyball, and emotionally pre-gaming for Pride with nothing but caffeine, glitter, and deep unresolved trauma. We're talking burnout, barbecues, and the art of crying in the freezer aisle while debating if rainbow vodka counts as community support. If you're one more group text away from disappearing into the woods with a vape and a vengeance, welcome home. You're among friends now. This is Apocalypse and Avocados, spiraling into summer. Let's get unstable.
Apocalypse and Avocados.
Welcome back, Doom Scrollers. We are emotionally overdrawn, spiritually hungover, and just one group text away from faking our own disappearance. Pride Month is almost here, the gays are restless, and we are spiraling like a glitter-drenched fever dream. I'm here with Peter and Carissa, and today we're going to get messy.
What up?
What's up? Let's do it. Let's do it.
So, just to start, what has sent you guys spiraling this week so far?
Work.
Yeah.
Going back to work much. After a long fucking weekend.
Yeah. A boss that doesn't know half the fucking shit that you do and just gives you more work and then asks you what you've gotten done for the day.
Yeah. That would make me spiral too. I love coming back from a long weekend and dealing with just people's bullshit who think they know how to do your job, but they don't do your job. So how do you know how to do my job? Did you ever read my job description? No. Please explain it to me. Like I'm stupid.
They certainly think you are.
Clearly.
Yeah, mine, he has no idea what I do. So since we've lost a lot of people from the company currently, I now do everybody's job. So it's only, well, not everybody, but a good majority of people's jobs. So he's just has no fucking idea. Throw something at me. I'm like, do you realize that I manage your inventory? I manage your customer service and sales team. I also do brand reputation. And yeah, this is all the shit that's going on right now.
I know.
Yeah.
So are you the CEO?
He can suck a fucking dick.
He might as well be.
Right. Might as well be the CEO.
Yeah. Apparently the only thing I don't do is fucking have sex with him. It's fine.
Ugh.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to. His hair is so greasy. You could fucking use it to fry an
egg. That was the first thing I thought of when you said it. I'm like, oh, his hair is so greasy.
Yeah.
So greasy.
The moment we do this and we get a Florida listener, I'm going to know it's my boss.
I think we already have one.
Probably my boss.
Oh, shout out to Kenya, by the way.
Yeah.
You guys, I think you wrote us an email, which is pretty awesome. Talking about, what are we, number 186 in the comedic podcast world there?
Yeah, something like that.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah. 168, I thought.
So thank you guys for your support.
168, 186, I don't know. I flip numbers around.
I'm dyslexic. I do that all the time.
Maybe it was 681, but I don't know.
It's still fucking great, right?
It's still there.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, we've gone international. We're in, 12 countries?
10 or 11, somewhere around there. Yeah. No, you're right. It's 12 because we have some from before we switched hosts. So, yeah, somewhere around 12-ish.
Yeah, shout out UK and the EU.
Ireland, Canada.
Japan, Philippines.
Anyway. India.
What are we talking about today?
We're going to spiral a bit. So I think what we should start with is something that I think a lot of people are looking forward to as we get into the warmer months, and that's vacations. So do you...
I were saying drugs.
I'm always looking forward to that. Don't do drugs, kids. Actually, there should be no kids listening to this, so do whatever you want.
No.
But... what are your plans for the summer? Are there any vacations you want to take? Are there any vacations or plans you have that you want to let listeners know about?
Well,
what's going on?
Going to Puerto Rico, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
That is true.
End of June into early July. So hopefully we can get some listeners in Puerto Rico. That would be pretty badass.
We're going to fucking burn to death.
We are going to burn to death. Thank God we have a pool, though, where we're staying.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice.
Because the rest of our family doesn't.
We will try to give you some content from there. I don't know that we will be traveling with all of our equipment, but we'll figure something out for you guys.
Peter wanted to travel with the equipment, and I was like, with the size of your shoes, it's just a bad idea.
Shut up.
Yes, size one shoe, 15.
One shoe, 15 fucking pounds. I mean, come on.
I wear Doc Martens.
So while we're on the topic of vacations, do you guys have any stories that you'd like to share, like crazy things that happened on vacation or favorite family vacations you had, favorite trips in general throughout the years?
We're going to sound really bougie because we've gone on a lot of vacations to a lot of different countries.
I guess my favorite story is that my dad continues to tell it. Is that my cousin apparently when he was little took a shit on a beach. And now he's like, look at the size of the palm tree every time we go back to Puerto Rico.
It was a long time ago.
Sorry, not sorry, cousin, if you're listening, and I know you are. Don't text me. Yeah, that was a fun one. I guess when we went to Puerto Rico for Christmas that year and Carissa, this is when Carissa was still drinking.
Oh, God.
And my dad drinks an excessive amount. So I had the flu, and we were in a place that only had air conditioning in one room. And Carissa's significant other kept closing the fucking door to the room in the middle of the night. So we were sweating balls. And then Carissa decided she was going to get drunk with my father and go into everybody's apartment in the complex and tickle their feet.
I wanted to hurt them.
We did to everybody. Mind you, there's six apartments. It was all family. It wasn't like random people. All of our family was in the apartments. But it was also a bad idea to get drunk before going on a fucking ferry ride the next day. Oh. It was the ferry ride from hell.
They paid for it.
Everybody was fucking vomiting. I had to cover my ears, my eyes, everything. I couldn't fucking deal. I'll never go on that fucking ferry again. No. Just saying.
I already told Mom we're going to fly.
So that's not on the to-do list for Puerto Rico this year?
Hell fucking no.
No, if we do it, we're flying on the puddle jumper because I'm not getting on that ferry ever again in my life.
Yeah, Mom's always like, it's scarier on the puddle jumper. And I'm like, no the fuck it's not. That was like, for me, I love the ocean, but I do not like to get in the ocean. And I got up close and personal with some fucking fish on the ferry because that shit was rocking.
See, I didn't care about that. It was just everybody throwing up around me. And the funny thing is they hand out the fucking puke bags, right?
Yeah.
They go around and before the ferry ride starts and they hand out puke bags. And I'm like, oh, it's not going to be that bad. They're like, oh, the ocean's not bad today. Don't worry. It's not a strong current. And then all of a sudden you're flying up in the air.
It was terrible.
Yeah, and I was hungover. I'm glad I didn't throw up.
It was like being it was like a very dramatic version of being on a flume ride. Or like one of those like raft rides at an amusement park where your raft or whatever is going like this, but you're just dipping down into the water and you're just seeing it come up where it looks like it's going to just take over the entire ferry. And you're like, oh, shit, I'm going to die today.
But at least at the amusement park, it fucking ends after 3 minutes. This was like an hour.
Yeah, an hour of hell. Half.
I know. I thought it was going to be really fast. It took a long time. Yeah. I was like,
that was the express ferry. Is this ever going to end?
That was the express ferry.
Oh my God.
The express ferry to hell. That's where it was.
I took motion sickness medicine for the way back and I slept. I thought we were back in like seconds.
You know, it wasn't bad on the way back. It wasn't. The current wasn't that bad.
I thought we were going to find Atlantis going there.
We probably would have.
I was so fucking paranoid.
Speaking of the current, I remember going to the beach there and the waves were fucking insane. I have never been so far out in the water at the beach ever in my entire life as I was there. I was like way out being pummeled around. My pants were coming off. I had like sand in my mouth. It was a problem.
Yeah, I remember that you took like a video on the digital camera and he was like back to the wave and then all of a sudden he was under the water.
Oh, yeah. Remember
and I'm like,
that.
It's just like flipping and coming up.
And the camera stayed glued his hand, though.
Yeah, he didn't lose the camera.
Priorities.
But that beach is beautiful. It doesn't matter. That was the furthest I've ever been out in the ocean. The water is crystal clear.
I will not be that far out this time. I've seen the videos.
That was Humacao.
I don't care. It's still Puerto Rico. Oh, yeah,
that was Humacao with the shark.
It's still Puerto Rico. It's close enough. If there's a shark in Cape Cod, are you going to go get in the water in P-Town? That is the same place, but are you going to get in the water in Boston? I'm not.
I'm not getting in there anyway because it's fucking ice cold.
Or the pollution.
My nipples will freeze off.
Oh.
My treasure chest will fall off into the water. I'll be fucked. Then what will I do?
You don't need that.
Literally, pearls sitting at the bottom of the ocean.
What are those, your ovaries?
Oh, my dirty bits.
Why are they shaped like pearls?
There's pearls there. A pearl.
Is that like
it's the most cherished pearl of them all.
Is that the clit or do you have a yeast infection?
Oh my God. That's Jesus Christ. It's the clit. Okay. I can't.
I thought so.
Note to self, do not have this conversation with gay men.
I knew where you were going with this.
I thought I knew.
I didn't have to ask.
Treasure chest, pearl.
I prefer dick.
Okay. All right.
Just
on that note, I would say that one of my favorite memories, I'm going to go with two because I'm going to go with one from when I was young with my family and then one from vacation with you guys. My favorite from when I was young is there's this picture of my brother, my sister, and I when we were. I was in high school, maybe? I don't know. But we were young, and we all felt we were on our way to either to or from Pennsylvania. We went to this, like, event out there, and then we stopped at Hershey Park and stuff. And we all fell asleep, and we were in the back seat, the three-seater of the minivan. And we're in, like, a row, just laying with our heads on each other. I just think it's really cute, a cute picture because we were never really that close again after that. Like,
so that's sad.
It's just like they weren't going to get that picture again. It was just, it's cute. It was a nice family trip. And then my other one is the time when your dad was flying away on the cruise ship.
Oh my God. Yes.
Link in bio.
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously.
And then the lady came by in the casino and he was like holding out the drink chair. And she goes, I remember you. You were on the top of the ship flying away.
They should cut you off.
It was only his first mimosa.
Oh my God. I recorded that. Remember? Yeah. Mom was so pissed. She was like, stop. Please stop.
I tried to get the little girl. She was helping him.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah, dad's crazy. Sorry, random thing. Hershey Park, we've never been, but it reminds me of Hershey Squirts.
I knew you were going to go there with that.
Yeah, reminds me of diarrhea.
Well, everything's the same color.
I mean.
Why does it go in one color and come out the other? I'm sorry.
Why are we talking about shit again?
Get off.
Welcome to my life, everyone. These are the things that he asks me late at night.
You picked him.
It was just a question. Don't need to judge me. Yeah, I have issues when we go to the grocery store and I see all of the meat on the side. It's not going to deter me from eating it, but it's like when you go into the frozen section, you see all of the meat on the wall and I'm like, oh my God, all these dead animals. And you see the chicken wings package especially and you're like, chickens only have two wings. How many dead chickens are in this package?
I never thought of it like
I
that.
I never
but
thought about that. I just want to eat.
Yeah, see?
Now I don't think like I can eat asshole chicken wings anymore.
I'm still going to eat
I don't
them
think I can eat them.
Yeah, see? It's fucked up.
Peter, remember the other day we were talking about how you drop kick somebody for a chicken wing and this is what you think of.
Yeah, well, it's not raw. I didn't have to see it. I would fully drop kick someone out a window.
Jesus.
If it's the last chicken wing, you're going down.
This is why we set boundaries when I come over with chicken wings. Okay, three for each of us.
Doesn't work. No. I will put my fucking foot in it. Mine. Oh my God. Anyway, speaking of diarrhea.
On that note.
Speaking of diarrhea, I can't.
Is there anything you guys are looking forward to other than the trip this summer or anything that you want to do this summer?
Pride.
Just like in general.
I'm excited for us to go to Pride as old people.
We're going to Provincetown. You think we're going to be the oldest people there?
Definitely not. No. There's going to be somebody, some gay guy there. I can already see it. With that little strand of hair that's going in a braid all the way down his back. Aww. And it's gray.
Yeah, it's butt floss.
And he's got his ass cheeks hanging out and rainbows everywhere. I know it. I can't wait.
Is it ass cheeks at that point or just deflated? They look deflated. Trump ass.
There's also going to be a weird, creepy older guy with Trump ass who decides that he has a chance with Peter and I and is going to try and buy us Fireball at shots at the bar and think that it's going to impress us.
Wait, why does this always happen, you guys, when we go places? I want to know, seriously, because lesbians don't do that.
I don't
well,
know.
Well, some of them don't, but.
Because you guys don't have money.
Wow. Wow. Some of us do have money. Just some. Saying. Some.
Yeah. And they go on lesbian camping trips and whale watching, right?
Yeah, me.
Lesbian camping season. Grab the flannel. Anyway.
And the tofu.
Oh, tofu is awful.
If it's fried, it's good.
Yeah. Oh, not even fried. Texture's bad.
I don't like it like in the miso soup where it's just floating around in there.
That looks gross. They look like little cubes of like sponges or something. I don't know. Yes.
Those are absorbent. I don't want to eat them. I don't know. There's a lot to think about during the summer because we only got 3 months of it up here.
I know. The way that the weather's been going, it's just been fucking rain.
Yeah. Lately. I'm fucking on fire today. It was 78 today.
It was nice today.
Yeah, but so the weather is so bipolar here that you can't ever acclimate to it because it just, one day last week it was 49 and then now it's 78.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, wasn't it like 70 something last week and then over the weekend it was like in the 40s or some for the highest?
Yeah, one of the days.
One of the days was like 46. It was freezing.
Yeah, I remember I had to wear a sweatshirt and stuff and I was thinking to myself, what the hell? I was just in shorts.
Yes.
This makes no sense. Get it together, weather.
Yeah, sick of this New England shit.
Yeah, so I guess it's like weather dependent. I would love to go upstate New York to go see like the Angry Orchard, the Hard Cider.
Yeah.
Place. That would be cool.
One thing I really want to do this summer is go to the Ben & Jerry's factory in Vermont. I've always wanted to do that. And it's something we can do with the dogs. The dogs can be outside there and then you can get them like doggy ice cream. I know. Both of our dogs are really picky, so we would probably get one for them to split.
Remember when
and
we went
hope
to
they eat it.
When we went to the Apple Orchard last fall, remember? I got the ice cream for them to split, and they each took 3 licks, and we're like, no.
I was going to say, they ate 1-2 licks each.
This is not grass-fed. We're not going to eat this swill.
Our dog, who will not eat any of the kibble that we buy him, but the second we get to your house, we'll run for your dog's kibble, which could be the same kibble that we had.
Yep.
But he'll eat that.
I don't know, just because it's hers, I guess.
I don't know why.
So we need another dog.
Yeah, basically.
But he's not food aggressive. If another dog, he won't go for Leia's food unless she's not at it.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
It is weird. I don't understand it.
He's not food aggressive, but he's racist. He is.
Oh, so that's what it is.
That's why.
He is he's racist.
He's hating on her because she's Mexican. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
No, we went to the grocery store the other day and John was sitting in the car with him and this guy goes, oh, he's so cute. Can I pet him? And Sean goes, sure, he's friendly. And then all of a sudden lost his shit. It was a Central American guy.
As soon as he went to pet him. Like,
really?
As soon as he asked me and I said that he was okay, he went to move his hand and then he started growling and barked at him.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And not even just a little. It was a aggressive growl and then full on bark.
Oh my God.
To the point that the guy like jumped back. I felt so bad. I'm like, this guy thinks I was setting him up right now.
He definitely did.
He probably did. I don't blame him. Sir, I know you're not watching, but if you somehow see this, I was not setting you up. I'm very sorry.
It's not
just... My dog's an asshole sometimes.
It's not just Central Americans either. He growls at Asian people when they walk by, and he growls at Black people on TV. So I don't even know where it fucking came from. And he hates horses.
Horses, yeah, horses.
Really?
Hates horses.
It's weird.
Anytime they come on the TV.
You would think a horse has personally wronged him.
Yeah.
The way he gets when he sees a horse.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, there was that one time when we were walking on the trails and the lady came by on the horse and she was
rude.
Yeah, he was losing his shit. And she's like, that's okay. Let him on. Let him give slack on the leash. Give slack on the leash. He's going to have to get used to it. And I'm like, bitch, get the fuck out of here. No one wants your fucking shitty horse here. No way.
I'd rather he not lunge at your horse and scare it and get kicked in the fucking head. Thanks.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Don't tell me how to fucking raise my dog. Maybe he doesn't like you.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Anything else you guys are looking forward to? Cookouts.
We have lots of cookouts all the time. It just kind of happens, which is nice.
Yeah.
I enjoy that.
Spur of the moment.
Yeah.
Family used to just show up. Now they don't.
That's a good segue, because that's another thing I wanted to talk about today is... family and like family values, family dynamics, how like family fits into the summer as we're leading into it.
I think he's setting us up.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe.
Fucking rude.
I don't know. We had a pretty fucking good upbringing. I can't really complain about that. We had two parents. They're still married. Mm-hmm. They love each other. In their own way.
Yeah. Not all day, every day, but every day.
They just have an understanding.
No one said that marriage is loving your partner all day, every day.
Right.
It's just loving them every day, well, at least once.
To love my dad is something. Because he's extra.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be like typical love, but you still love dad.
To love mom, you have to be extra too. So I guess they work out, right?
Mom's a little much, but in a good way. She's a Virgo, so she's very nitpicky.
Yeah, dad's a Gemini, so he's got 27 personalities.
Jesus. Yeah.
He's extremely OCD and anxiety ridden. I mean.
Yeah. And he drinks like a fish.
Yes. And fish don't drink. So, I mean.
I just drowned. No, our family is cool. There's just way too many fucking personalities in the family.
Yeah.
Carissa's a very happy-go-lucky clown.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah, I'm more cynical and monotone most of the time. And my mom's more like attention to detail oriented.
Yeah, she's very structured, and she needs to know how things work and why they work that way, and she wants to know every single step.
And then our cousins are, like...
all over the place.
Yeah. We got some pretentious ones. We got some that have no idea what's fucking going on anytime. The stoners, the alcoholics.
Yeah, we get the alcoholics, yeah.
Yeah, the ones that'll get into bar fights or claim to. Yeah, everyone's got... we got crazies. Yeah.
We have lots of crazies.
We were lucky we grew up with parents that just loved us for who we are. Then we came out and it wasn't really a big deal.
You came out first, so.
Mom asked me.
Yeah.
She just asked. And then when I told her, she was like, okay, just bring me a hot son-in-law home.
Yeah, and then for me, when I came out.
Check.
Full-blown meltdown. Never gonna have grandchildren ever.
Yeah, but from the story, I remember that lasted like, what, 5 to 10 minutes? And then she came back.
And she came back and apologized. And then she said, and please don't bring home one of those girls that looks like a boy. Hi. I'm
hey,
that
mom,
girl.
It's me. Don't worry, I'm not bringing her home. Don't worry. I am her.
I'm her.
It's me. Yeah, The other only stipulation she had was to not date someone that was more feminine than her.
Yeah, that is true.
But I also don't necessarily like femboys, so.
It worked out.
Yeah. I'm not discriminatory, though.
She had rules and regulations around how gay we should be.
Yeah. She didn't get her way, so it's fine.
No, she definitely didn't. If she did, I'd still have long hair.
And she made me cut mine. No, she didn't. She made me cut it one time when my cousin Tiana did it, but that was it. Other than that, it grew, and there's extensions and frigging hair everywhere and the makeup. I was the original James Charles, okay?
I don't know if that's something you want to claim.
Yeah, not in the fucking sexual predator way.
Ooh. Okay.
Just the makeup.
Just the makeup. Yeah, you did used to do makeup all the time. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had platform shoes too. Remember those?
Yes.
Yeah, I've tried those on, even though they don't fit.
They're like 8 feet tall. My grandmother tried them on. Oh my
God, I'm so tall.
I went to an Evanescence concert in those.
I remember that. Yeah.
I don't know how you walked in those at all. That's insane to me.
I walked all the way downtown on them too.
Yeah, you did.
I can't.
I don't know how our parents put up with us. We used to fucking party. It was my fault. It was always my fault. I was the oldest.
Yeah, I was quite a bit of a rebel in my late teen years. I don't know how my family dealt with me.
Well, you had badass house parties. I mean,
where people shit themselves.
Yeah, we had some.
And played with their bits.
Tugged their bits. I remember one night, my father will still bring up sometimes, he calls it schlongs and thongs.
Ew.
Oh, jeez.
Some of my friends came over. We got so drunk and we decided we were going skinny dipping in my family's pool. And everyone was naked in the pool. And my neighbor came over and my friend got up on the deck and screamed for her with all of his glory out. And
oh my God.
That was glorious.
It was quite the night. He thought it was, but.
Do you remember
that's still to be debated?
Do you remember the party that we thought it would be a good idea to go streaking?
Ooh, oh, God.
Well, our friend decided it would be a good idea to go streaking. We were, I don't know, I had to be like 18 or 19.
I don't even think we were that old.
I think, yeah, I was because it was the summer before I went to college. So I was 18.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, we decided, and it was a Sunday night, okay, in June. And we're like, yeah, this is a great idea. We weren't naked. We were in our underwear. But still, there was like 15 of us running down a dead-end street. And the neighbor's like, I'm going to call the fucking cops.
Not all of them were with their bras and panties on, though.
No.
Not all of them. There was that. There was also the time when we went to the house party at your friend's house. And the shit backed up into the sink in the basement.
Oh, yeah.
Because the septic was full.
She had the plumbing issue.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Coats.
Yes. Don't shit in the coats. She had one rule that night because something was going on with her plumbing. And she was like, whatever you do, I don't care if you fucking shit in my toilet. Do not flush it. Because it was a basement party. She was like, if you flush it, shit will literally come up in the sink. And somebody went up to use the bathroom and was like, oh, I can't. There's shit in the toilet. I got to flush it. And I was like, no.
Didn't we recently go to a party at our house and they had to do work on the toilet when we got there?
Yes.
And I was like, this is very reminiscent of a story I've heard about you.
She goes, don't worry. Shit's not going to come up in my sink this time.
She was also like, I can't believe this is the story you told about me. Yes, the first introduction to her.
Yeah, she's like, this isn't a very spotlight story to be telling
That's
people.
That's how she said it.
Oh, my God. So right. Many good times. I remember, were you at the house party where her grandma was upstairs?
Yeah.
And somebody went up to use the bathroom. And when they came down, they were frantic. And he goes, grandma's up and she's not baking cookies. And everybody just sprinted out of the basement. And then the four people that were supposed to be there sat on the couch. And grandma came down and she's like, why was there a boy upstairs? And we were like, what are you talking about?
Made her think she was fucking senile.
We made her think she was crazy.
She was.
My friend's like, Graham, don't worry. We're just watching a movie. I told you it was just a few friends. And she's like, there was a boy upstairs. I know it.
Oh, my God. Poor grandma.
It reminds me of a scary movie when he's like, it must have been the crack I smoked earlier.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it was that peyote I smoked.
We went to so many house parties.
Oh, God. We lived at party. It was from the point that Friday, like out of school, our itinerary was booked for the weekend.
Yeah.
Like, where's the party? The party's here at this person's house. Then we'd get there and be like, oh, the cops got called. The next party's here. Same night.
There was one night that I got invited to a party, and it was wintertime. And I remember the road was, it was a dirt road. It was super icy. And I pulled up, and there was this little, like, Jeep. I can't remember, Geo Tracker, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And it was parked there. And I was like, oh, I'm going to pull up right behind it. I got enough space. And then my car slowly slid into the back of the Geo Tracker. And I was like, fuck. Now when I go in this party, I got to tell them I hit their car. And then I go in the party, and my cousin is there. And I was like, yo, what are you doing here? I can't believe we're at the same party. He's like, oh, you know so-and-so? I was like, yeah, we went to school together. And I was like, yo, is that your Geo Tracker outside? He goes, yeah, why? What's up? I was like, I hit it. He goes, did you fuck it up? I was like, nah. He's like, all right, cool. Let's get a beer.
I hit it. At least it was your cousin.
Right. Yeah, the best part was, did you fuck it up? And I said, no. And he goes, all right, cool. Let's get a beer.
Remember the days where you could drink beer and not gain weight?
Oh, yeah. I missed that.
Oh, God, you look at it now and you gain 10 pounds.
I think about it and I gain it.
Stick with vodka.
Stick with vodka.
Yeah, it's lighter on the calories.
Water.
It's also free calories if you throw it up. I'm kidding. Kidding.
You went there.
I'm clearly not bulimic. Anyway.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Pretty good family dynamic, huh?
Well, we had the cousin that was always fucking stoned all the time, had to bring his weed everywhere.
I mean, that's me.
No, it was.
I'm not the cousin. I'm saying, but I'm that person.
Like, it was in like general. Snoop.
It was like Snoop.
Stay it's up. Not the person stay that I'm thinking of, you're saying?
Stay out my bag.
Is. Oh, okay.
Stay out my bag. Yeah. That was his favorite line. I don't care what you do, just stay out my bag.
Yeah. He would pull up and it would be like the scene from Scary Movie where Shorty shows up.
Oh.
Yeah. And he rolls down the window and all the smoke comes out. Yeah.
I left my roach clips at home. It's the fucking
the jumper cables.
Pull up to Thanksgiving. Yep. Yeah, good times.
Oh my God.
Anyway, what else you got?
I'm trying to think of a crazy time, a drunken like story I can tell. Does anybody else have one that they want to share?
A drunken story? I got about 50 billion of them.
Oh, come on. Bring it on. Oh,
I was such a douchebag.
Was?
Not nice. Not nice. I don't drink anymore. I behave better now.
Now she just hits us with bricks.
You're not supposed to tell people that.
I wonder if they actually kept that line in Lilo and Stitch, the new one. I haven't seen it yet.
I know. I want to see it. It looked good.
It does. It looks literally like they just turned the cartoon into real life.
Yeah, that's exactly what they did. Or at least that's what I heard.
From what I could see from the previews, it looks spot on to what I remember the cartoons being like.
That was one of my favorite lines. If you've never watched Lilo and Stitch cartoon.
As an adult.
It. Yeah, it's so not made for kids.
At all.
She sits there and she's laying on the floor when she beats the shit out of the other little girl. And then walks home. And she's laying on the floor and the Child Protective Services comes because they're supposed to audit her and her sister because her sister's taking care of her and wants to get custody. And then she like hammered nails into the door, the doggy door and the actual door. So her sister couldn't get in and her sister.
She's blasting music on a record player.
Oh my God, that's Elvis. Funny. And she like her sister pops through the dog door and she goes, just leave me here to die. A little kid. It was not
exactly like that. Wow.
And then how she's dramatic. Talking she's talking to the Child Protective Services person and she goes, oh yes, she disciplines me a lot. She beats me 5 times a day, sometimes with bricks.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And then
watch it.
I don't know if you guys remember when she spirals about the fish. When she tells has to bring her, what is the fish's name?
I don't remember.
And she brings Pudge the fish. She brings him a peanut butter and jelly sandwich every day before dance class. And she was late because they didn't have any more peanut butter and jelly. And her sister told her to give him tuna. But Pudge is a fish. And she couldn't give fish, tuna to a fish.
Because it would make her an abomination. She goes, do you know what tuna is? It's fish.
Yeah. She like whispers it and then screams the next part.
Yeah. She's
total
great.
Spiral.
She's great. You should honestly watch it as an adult. I recommend.
I'm going to have to rewatch it because I don't remember it. It was so long ago.
It's hilarious. It's funnier watching it as an adult than it was as a kid because you're like, oh my God, that was definitely written for the adults. It was not written for the kids.
I feel like a lot of the Disney movies are like that though.
Yeah.
Anyway, your drunken night.
Oh, my drunken night. I have a million of them. Gosh, which one do you want me to talk about? Absinthe? You want to talk about absinthe?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
One of my friends ordered it from online from Amsterdam or something.
Oh, shit.
I think I was in high school. I don't remember how old I was. I had to be like 18. I think that was my biggest party year was 18. But I remember we did a shot of absinthe after God only knows what I was drinking. Beers, probably rum, probably vodka. Who knows? I drink everything under the sun, but
a multitude of things.
Peyote.
Yeah, probably that too.
PCP.
But we were standing out back, and my friend's like, I specially ordered this just for the three of us because only the three of us can handle our booze. And I'm like, all right, whatever. Took a shot of it, and I was like, okay, what's supposed to happen? He's like, everything's going to be fucking great. Just wait.
Oh my God.
Half hour later, I'm like, nothing's happening. Then all of a sudden, like I come to and I'm floating in the pool on a floaty. Just chilling.
A little leprechaun.
I wasn't wet either. So how the fuck did I get on the floaty?
You're the green fairy, which is what they call absinthe. She lowered you down.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess that's what happened. You. But apparently that night too, I was nasty at beer pong and we won 13 games in a row. I mean, Jeez. The absinthe did something.
I mean, when I went to visit you at college, you ran the table for like, 10 games?
I did. Yeah, actually. Yeah, it was 10. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the really 4 pounds of chicken night.
That was the 4 pounds of chicken night. Yeah.
I've heard this story and about the song and the dance.
Yeah. That was how one of my dorm mates came into the room when the chicken got there. I was like, chicken came. And he's like, 4 pounds of chicken. My friend, my other friend is standing there in the doorway with a big tray looking like Jesus in the light. It was amazing.
Because we were so drunk. We were drunk and yeah, underage drinking. Oh, who fucking doesn't do it?
I went to UMass Amherst too. So I mean,
you didn't have to say it was underage.
She said she was 18.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hear that part.
Well, you did. Yeah, now everybody knows where I went to college. So I was a thing.
Yeah. Went to UMass Slamhurst.
Yeah. I still graduated with honors. I just partied.
Yeah. And honors.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
I did my thing.
It is what it is.
Got a bachelor's in beer pong.
I mean, I threw up on a frat couch when we went up there.
Yeah, I remember that night.
The chick was sleeping on it too.
Yeah, it was a big couch.
Yeah. It was a leather couch, though, too, so she was probably swimming in it the next day.
She probably was. They kicked everybody out of that party.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Because somebody stole the weed. The frat guy's weed.
There's one guy. Like, why are you having a house party if you don't want people to steal your shit?
They stole pounds of weed, apparently.
When we went to the hotel party, oh, yes, we did a lot of those.
Oh, hotel
party. When we went to the hotel party, same person with the shit in the coats. She was throwing a hotel party, and then we went with a couple of our friends and cousin, and one of them is listening, but I passed out and one of our friends like stole all of my weed out of my pocket, and she was like blowing it in my face when she was smoking it.
I don't remember who that was, but I remember that happening.
She lives in-
if you did that to me, I would slap the shit out of you.
Oh, we just jumped right in the deep end, didn't we?
You've been warned.
He spiraled.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Don't touch his weed. That's all I got to say about that.
Jeez.
Yeah, I passed out with your friend from Boston in the same bed.
That was the night that I got pizzas, two pizzas.
By accident.
I didn't order them. I ordered one. And for some reason, the guy's like, I don't know where the fuck to deliver this. Can you just take it? I was like, sure.
Thanks.
He had had enough of walking around this hotel.
As you end up with a pizza that's like anchovy and marshmallow or something disgusting. Oh,
you know what? It was like, it had the little fishies on it. It did have the little fishies on it.
That's why he's like, I don't want to take this around with me anymore. I don't want to smell it. It's disgusting.
Wu-Tang was in the hotel that night.
Remember? That's who it was supposed to go to, and they didn't want it either.
Me and one of my friends got on the elevator with Wu-Tang, and they wanted us to go with them. I was like, mm-mm.
I have a crazy story. It's not really drunken, but it's sort of on topic because it's about vacation. So one of the best vacations I ever went on was when I was in high school. I worked, I had nothing to spend my money on. So I went on a trip to Italy with my school, and me and two of my friends, one of them is no longer with us, rest in peace. We were looking at this artwork in Italy, and we were laughing and talking about something that we saw, and somehow they realized that we smoked weed, and they were like, oh, ganja smoke? And we were like, oh, yeah, we like weed, whatever. And they're like, come with us. You want to come smoke with us? And we're like, no, actually. That does not sound like a good idea for three 17 to 18-year-old kids in Italy right now who we can't speak Italian or anything. No, we're going to pass on that.
Wasn't around the time that the movie Hostel came out, too?
Yeah.
Which was even more creepy.
Yeah, it was because it was my senior year, so 2006. Yeah,
something like that.
Somewhere around there. So it wasn't too long from that time period.
Yeah, no. Good. You made the right choice.
I always wonder, like, to this day, what would have happened. But then I think to myself, I really would rather not know what would have happened than have myself been, like, in a human centipede type situation.
My God. Yeah,
no, absolutely not.
Worst thing is they would have pimped out your bussy.
I mean, if I was in the front, it wouldn't have been as bad, but...
If I was in the front of the human centipede, it wouldn't be so bad because I'd just be shitting into other people's mouths.
And we're back to shit again.
Oh, we always bring it back to the smells.
I can't.
I just shit in their mouth all day long.
Okay, I didn't say that. That's not what I was saying.
That's what I heard. Just want to shit in your mouth. Come here, bitch.
I can't with him today.
So bringing it back to our drunken stories, my schlongs and thongs night that my dad calls it, that's also one of the nights that Peter is referring to when one of my friends shit their pants. One of my friends, my father went to take one of my drunken friends home, and I went with him. We dropped her off, and then we got back to our house, and my neighbor was there just like hanging out, and I came back in there and she goes, oh yeah, so-and-so and his boyfriend are over there in the yard passed out. And then I walked over and I'm like, hey guys, can you get up? And his boyfriend goes, he shit himself. Oh my
God. I don't think I've ever gotten that drunk.
No, and I've never got that drunk either.
He what?
He messed himself.
He full on messed himself. He was a mess.
That's like that movie. That movie that was just on Netflix.
Yep, it was a blowout.
Years ago. Did you guys see that movie?
What? I don't know. What one?
I can't remember the name of it, but it was that they picked up that hot girl.
Oh, the blonde chick.
Yeah, the hot blonde chick that everybody was in love with, and she shit herself all over the backseat of the car. She had a fucking blowout.
That's what it was like.
Oh my God. Oh.
It was everywhere. I had to
Did you hose him?
He had to be hosed down.
Oh my God.
So that he could then go in and shower.
That's awful.
She just wants some Taco Bell.
Don't blow out.
That would be disgusting because...
Imagine that cloth diaper.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's not the only time it's happened at my parents' house when I threw a party. It happened one other time where someone I invited... like disappeared and shit themselves.
What the fuck were you putting in the booze?
Nothing.
Why did your parents still allow you to have parties after that first blowout?
I didn't really ask. I just sort of did. So it's always better to ask for forgiveness than permission. Or easier.
I would not forgive you if your friends had blowouts on my lawn.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Well, let's just put it this way. My dad does not let me forget it. He does not let me forget it.
Yeah, because it must have taken forever to fucking clean the pool.
Do you remember?
He didn't go in the pool with the shitty ass.
Can you imagine the water turns like green?
Oh, God.
We had to shut it down for the whole season.
Right.
What did you eat?
Do you remember some of the family parties we've had at the house with the Perez side of the family?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So now everybody knows what our last name is.
We can cut that out. Yeah.
So dad's side of the family is much crazier than mother's side of the family. It's like we all share the same fucking brain cell.
You do have a few wild ones on your mom's side too, though.
Yes.
Oh, he's talking about ass eating season.
Oh, yeah.
No offense, cousin, but I don't know that you've actually eaten an ass.
I don't want to know.
Eat that bussy.
No, but our dad's side of the family is pretty wild. I remember there was one night we had a family party, and it was after that cruise, the first cruise we came back from with the light-up cups.
Oh, yeah.
And my dad kept giving everybody the light-up cups, and he's like, turn the lights on! Turn the lights on!
Is this the night of the McDonald's?
No, that was a different night.
Okay, so two stories.
Two stories.
That one's next.
This was before. I think I was maybe in my early 20s back
then.
Oh,
so it was before I knew you guys.
Yeah. And this was, so he had the light up cups and he handed them out to everybody. And if, God forbid, you turn the fucking light off, okay? The light needed to be on the cup flashing. And it was like rainbow lights that would go around the bottom of the cup.
Could give someone a seizure.
But I just remember that night, me and my dad kept drinking and drinking and drinking. And my mom looked at me dead in the eye and she was like, don't you dare fucking throw up tonight. I will kick your ass. And I was like, I'm good. I'm good. Because it was because dad, I think, ended up throwing up that night, unfortunately.
Yeah. And most of the time when we had like the light up cups, it was to so that we didn't lose any family members.
So they didn't wander off.
You can't leave the yard.
We used to do that with our friends because we'd go party out in the woods. So we would buy the one that gets like the most rip shit drunk, and we'd put her like in a light up hat or something.
Glow sticks hanging from her.
Yeah. She would just go to sleep somewhere. Yeah. And nobody knew where she was.
There's one night that we still lost her, and it turns out she was laying on the log, and then she fell off. So she was on the other side of the log.
And all you could see was a little light blinking from the hat in the grass.
I was like, oh, she's good.
She's good. She's just taking a nap over there.
She wakes up. She's covered in ticks.
She didn't care. She passed out everywhere.
She did not. There was one time I actually drove her home after we went to a party. I was the designated driver. I will say I did behave that night. I didn't drink because I had to drive everybody. And I dropped her off, and she told me she was going to sit on her steps and have a cigarette before she went inside. And I was like, you sure you're good? She's like, yeah, I'm good. Her mom called me the next day, freaking out. She's like, she never came home. Do you know where she is? I said, what are you talking about? I dropped her off at the house. She goes, did you see her go inside? I said, no, she sat on the porch to smoke a cigarette. She goes, are you kidding me? Opens the front door. My friend was passed out on the lawn.
She never made it inside. Krista was almost the subject of a cold case.
Yeah, I was. Thank God it was summertime, too. I mean, seriously? Yeah.
You honestly, you would look for her every party. You would look for her at the end of the night. And she was either passed out in the weirdest fucking place, or she was like face down in the toilet, or she was still partying and getting, and now she's moved on to smoking weed. So, and then she's like, yeah, I'm gonna get fucked tonight.
Oh my. Yeah.
She was nuts.
Love her. She was a good time.
Do we want to tell the McDonald's drive-thru story real quick?
Oh, God.
Oh, the
before
McDonald's
we move on to a quick game.
That was a crazy family party. Mm. I think me and my uncle danced the Lambada. And I think I have videos of that.
If we do, we'll try to post them.
But my dad was insistent upon getting McDonald's. He's like, everybody needs a hamburger. How many people are in here? You know what? Just get 20 fucking hamburgers. Yeah. Didn't matter if there was 5 people. We needed 20 hamburgers. Oh, and get a few cheeseburgers, too. Okay, whatever. So me and my uncle go to McDonald's to get the cheeseburgers and the hamburgers. And the person in the drive-thru is like, are you serious? Are you guys just fucking with us? My uncle's like, no. And can you add a fish fillet, please? Because I'd like a fish fillet. And then we were sitting there. We were there for like 15 minutes. And my uncle goes, let's park this car. We're going to go inside. Excuse me. I'm waiting on my 20 hamburgers, my cheeseburgers, and fish fillet.
Oh.
I was like, this is not real. This is not real. And they were like, oh, no problem. You guys were serious about that, right? Yeah, we were just baking them. It was just going to take a little longer.
So they just weren't making them because they thought you were fucking with them still?
Yeah, they thought it was a joke still.
Yeah, but you paid. Right. You went through the drive-thru. You paid.
I paid. Yeah.
So you really still make the fucking cheeseburgers.
They were hoping you'd forget and just leave without them.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's our dad's thing. Yeah. You need to go to, can you go to McDonald's for me and get me 10 hamburgers?
Well, it is really close to
the house.
It is.
On that topic, I have a funny quick story. Remember the time your aunt had that party and each one of us, like, your mom had to take care of each one of us separately.
Oh, yeah. Everybody had a moment.
So first, I got wasted, and I decided I was going to go nap in the hot car, the, like, 98-degree car. Or that's what how hot it was outside. I don't know how hot it was in the car. Carissa had to come out and save my life and bring me upstairs to a bedroom to nap. I woke up to both Peter and his father drunk, one of them needing to pee and the other one needing to throw up, and only one bathroom being available.
Yeah. It was a real bad time.
I threw up, and then I was sitting there like,
that's what it was,
on the bathtub, and then dad came in and was like, I need to pee. I need to take a piss.
I had to use the bathroom too. I think I like put the shower curtain over you or something.
You're like, I had to pee.
And then I kept drinking, and then on the way home,
before that, I got drunk again and dropped my beer all over the floor, and your mom had to clean it up.
Yep.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, that one happened. That was the same.
That was the same party. I think you were in the bathroom.
That was the same party where your cousin told your aunt's boyfriend at the time to go get his relatives, and she was talking about the crackers in the other room.
Yeah. Meanwhile, she's half cracker.
It was funny, though. That was really funny. But yeah, that night, then you got drunk.
And then I got drunk. And then on the way home, I guess I was asking for 10 hamburgers. I pulled a dad.
We went and got you them.
I know. And then they had to pull over so I could throw up on the side of the road, which was miserable.
But when we get back with the hamburgers, Carissa did not want them. She was so mad at us for getting her hamburgers.
I don't remember any of this.
No, she's like, I don't want them. I don't want a hamburger.
Mama's trying to feed you it, and you're like, I don't want a fucking burger. Get that out of my face.
Aren't you glad I don't drink anymore?
Somewhat.
Psychotic.
I know, but P-Town would be great.
It's still going to be great. It's going to be epic.
Yes. It is.
It is going to be epic.
On that note, I have a game for you guys. It is called Gaycation or Straight Up Hell. So the premise is that I'm going to give you guys some scenarios, that like imagined summer scenarios. And what I want you to do is decide if they sound like a gaycation, a sleigh, a serve, a safe place, or straight up hell, trauma, red flags, probably a Jeep Wrangler with a Punisher sticker or something along those lines.
Hmm. Okay.
That's a good indication of a big dick. Not really.
Or a little dick.
Yeah. And little pinky.
All right. And I do have the answers for you, so I can tell you if you're right or wrong this time.
You're wrong.
Usually. Scenario one. You're invited to a lake house with your friend group. Half of you are queer. There's a grill. Scratch that. You're invited to a lake house with your friend group. Half of them are queer. There's a grilled corn bar and a hot priest themed night.
What the fuck?
That's a gaycation.
Ding, 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 ding. Gaycation.
For some reason, it's a big kink. Every fucking gay person wants to fuck a priest.
Not feeling it.
What's the corn thing?
I don't know what the corn thing is. I was really thrown off by that when I was reading it. That's why I was like, I got tripped up and I had to start over.
Can somebody explain that, the name of that game?
I thought we looked this up already.
We talked about this before in another episode.
I know, but like, it's an asshole. Your corn goes in the same way it comes out.
It was because there were little sacks of corn that you were throwing in. Yeah,
that's
right.
Exactly what it was.
That's right.
We did talk about this.
Or a turd.
No more wine.
It's fucking gross. It's still a nasty name.
Also, bonus points if the priest is shirtless.
I don't get it.
It's really a gaycation.
It was a gaycation to begin with. Who wants to fuck a priest?
Not me.
Not gross.
No.
I've never seen a cute one. Just saying.
I've never been to church. No, I'm just kidding. We grew up in church. No, they were all old.
They were all old and weird, yeah. Weird looking.
Wrinkly balls.
All right. Scenario number two on the wrinkly balls, Aubert. Your aunt books a group trip to Colonial Williamsburg and reminds you not to bring politics this time. First of all, that's not your aunt's going to do, but.
So we've been to Colonial Williamsburg with our parents, and we found out just how racist it was.
It was extremely, yeah. And that was when we were young.
Mm-hmm.
So I already know where your answer is going with this.
It's a straight up hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is correct. Straight up hell. You will die of boredom and microaggressions.
And micro penises.
Possibly in a bonnet.
Oh, jeez.
How'd you get a bonnet so small? Little shrimp and a turtleneck.
Oh, my God. All right. Scenario number three. You're invited to a destination pride with strangers you met on Discord. You'll be staying in a 9-person shared Airbnb. No one's seen a grocery store in 72 hours.
Gaycation.
That's a gaycation, but it sounds like straight up hell.
This is not a vacation. This is a reality show pilot. This is straight up hell. Wow. I don't care if you are gay, straight, asexual, anything. That is not going to be a good time for any of us.
I've been on a vacation and I've stayed in a 9-person Airbnb before.
With strangers?
No, not with strangers.
Oh, see, I missed the strangers part.
Yeah.
No, not with strangers. But
you're invited to a destination pride with strangers you met on Discord.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no.
They're probably going to do something weird with your feet.
They're definitely going to do something weird.
You might not have one kidney when you wake up.
And, no, Discord, they're like gamers and stuff. So they're going to like fuck your toes.
Ew.
Yeah. They'll lick
them. Is it? Are they the ones that wear the tails?
Furries.
No, those are furries.
Okay.
I don't even. I'm
learning lots of new words.
Cameron Michaels
today.
Wants to try furry.
Yeah, I know.
I'd watch that.
I wouldn't. It just. Nothing against furries, but that fucking seems like a lot of sweat and that must smell.
Yeah, the tail.
Oh, I don't want to be part of it.
No.
I'm serious.
Have you seen the toys that are crazy shapes? They're like alien or dog shaped or other animal shaped.
Why?
Not to yuck anyone's yum. I know that's what Peter loves to talk about, yucking people's yum. Not trying to do that, but.
But why?
That looks like it hurt.
Why do you need a predator
penis?
Why
do you want it to hurt?
Why do you need it?
It's supposed to feel good.
I mean, maybe it does feel good when you're that gaping, I guess. It's how you
feel
something.
Back to the gaping holes.
They are. They're out there. Google them if you don't believe me.
Don't Google them. You'll be terrified.
Google a pink sock.
Or what was the other one? Blue waffle?
Yeah, blue waffle.
That was,
On that topic, onto our last scenario.
Uh-oh.
Your house sitting for a wealthy couple while they're in the Mykonos. They left behind mezcal, a rooftop hot tub, and their dog named Tofu.
What? What about it?
What do you guys think it is?
I think it's a gaycation.
Yeah, it's a gaycation. It's going to turn into a porn shoot.
Exactly why it's a gaycation.
Yeah.
I mean,
you got me at a rooftop hot tub. Yep. Just saying.
Mm-hmm. They don't even tell you where. No, because this is bad. You didn't specify where said house was because it could be fucking in like
West Virginia
Arctic, or West Virginia. What if they're listening? They don't understand anyway. Sorry. Moving on.
Jeez.
They don't know how to find the podcast app.
Wow. I didn't say they were that dumb.
Ouch.
Sorry. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Yeah, I don't know. That was a lot.
Real bitch.
So, I mean, we're getting close to the end. So the last thing I want to talk about is the fact that Pride is coming up. So what are we feeling? Are we feeling gay panic? Are we feeling excitement? What are our plans? What do we want to talk to our listeners about this Pride season? Let's just kind of give them an intro to what they can expect and what, you know, we're hoping for.
For Pride in general?
Yeah. What are you excited about? What are you avoiding?
Straight women. Dodging straight women.
Yes, that's a good plan.
I'm excited for the, not sexually, I'm excited for
maybe sexually
bears, for bears at Providence Sound Pride. Oh, they know how to fucking cook. So good. I'm excited to eat.
I'm excited to go to Provincetown Pride because I've never been.
Same. I'm very excited about that. I've never been to Provincetown.
I'm the only not virgin. For once.
Hey, you got one over on us.
Quite a few. No, I'm just kidding. Provincetown Pride's awesome. Bears definitely know how to throw down. You're going to eat some damn good barbecue. Drinks are amazing. The vibe is amazing. People are just really friendly.
Bears are typically like the best hosts too. If they always seem to be the ones throwing the best parties and like just they know how to have to be hosts, to have people over and just make sure that people are having a good time.
That's awesome.
I wanted to do Fire Island Pride, but I don't know when that ends up being. But then I'm like, their big event is their underwear party. So I ain't getting in no underwear.
You could.
Now I'm going to go on a caftan.
You could with your undies underneath. It's not bad.
Toga party.
Yeah, you fucking take the caftan off. It's going to look like the Michelin Man.
So what? It's all love.
It's a little too much love for the food. If you know what I mean. You catch my drift.
Some people like that.
Yeah.
I don't. Looking at me naked for myself is like looking at an alien life form that's like attacking my body.
Oh my God.
It's like the movie Alien where the baby's like,
yeah,
coming out.
I'm fully aware that I have body dysmorphia. I just don't want to see myself naked, but I'm fully confident in my body when it's clothed.
I think everybody has body dysmorphia though.
To an extent. To be honest. Absolutely.
I mean, I work out all the time. I've lost a lot of weight and I still have body dysmorphia. Yeah. Natural. I'm not muscular enough yet.
Well, I am when I have body dysmorphia when I'm skinny too. So
I feel like it is natural to look at yourself and feel like there are things you could improve or that could be that if they were different, you would be happier with them.
Yeah,
it's just how people are. We pick ourselves apart. We're our own worst critics.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, we got a little too deep there.
So, back to what we're excited about. I'm excited about that. I'm especially Provincetown. I'm really excited with the fact that there's a lot of really great drag artists that perform there and other queer artists that go to perform for Pride. I'm excited about meeting some listeners, hopefully, during Pride season.
Yes, for sure.
I'm excited to go out there and celebrate and be unapologetically gay because, you know what? The conservatives don't want us to, so let's do it.
Yep, I agree.
Before we wrap things up, does anybody have anything on their Pride packing checklist that they would suggest listeners bring if they're going to Pride? Anything that they would suggest they do or don't do at Pride? Anything like that?
Do everything. Bring the fishnets.
Douching equipment.
Did you say fishing equipment?
Douching.
Douching.
Boys, no one likes a dirty hole.
That's a big one for those bottoms. Douching equipment. Condoms, play safe.
Take your prep.
Yeah. I don't know what you guys do with the clam jam down there.
Dental dams.
Dental dams, yeah. That's a thing.
Oh.
I've never used one of those.
Isn't that like...
I took a bunch of them from the gay club a long time ago because I wanted to see what it was all about. And I was like, no, thanks.
Isn't that like latex?
It's like a condom for women, but yeah, it's latex.
To me, that's like, and I know people do this, and I'm sorry if you do it, putting your condom on for a blowjob. Am I wrong?
No, right, that is basically what it is, which it's not the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need a condom for the clit?
That's essentially what it is. But that's no, terrible. No.
That sounds weird.
Tried it, tossed it. Just saying.
My word of advice for Pride, don't put your drink down. There are creeps out there, even in our community. And just have fun. But also, if you are a straight woman, please do not bring your homophobic boyfriend to Pride. Please do not fucking bring him there.
Yes.
He is not welcome in our spaces. It doesn't matter that he's your boyfriend. You are not an ally if you are dating him. So don't come.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Love you, but just.
Also, yeah. Just on that topic, don't try and out-gay the gays. Out-ally the gays. There is such thing as being too supportive. Too supportive. Looks a little desperate and also takes away from the fact that it's Pride.
Also, we love you, baby gays, but we recognize you when you show up completely decked out in rainbow. Yes. We've been there. We've done that. Just word of advice. We know.
We're just older and a little more quiet about it.
No one says that you can't wear rainbow. Just don't make it your whole wardrobe.
It doesn't need to be on every single article of clothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if that's the way you feel, do it.
Unless, right. Yeah, unless you are a rainbow child. I mean, out, make it work.
Out proud and loud. Loud and out loud. Just, and proud. I said it backwards.
I think that's the thing. Just make it look cute. Like, if, as long as it doesn't look like you're just throwing rainbows on for the sake of having rainbows on. If it looks cute together, then it's fine.
Well, yeah, if it's put together. I agree. If it's put together.
All right, everyone. With that, I think it's time to wrap things up here. I really hope that everyone enjoyed this episode of Apocalypse and Avocados. We are talking. We'll be back later this week with more chaos. No, is that wrong? We'll be back with more chaos soon. And we hope that you'll spiral with us on social media. Engage with our posts and let us know what you want to hear this season.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anybody have anything else they want to add?
We want to hear from you, so give us some ideas, topics you want to hear about. I know quite a few of my friends have reached out with several topics. They are on the list. We'll get there, I promise.
Yeah.
So thank you for those of you who have engaged and given feedback. We appreciate that.
Yeah, and we're also, one of the episodes coming up might be kinks. Just saying.
Mm. That's actually a good idea.
Kinks and twinks.
Yeah,
kinks.
I like that.
No. No.
Don't leave me out.
Kinks, twinks, and dinks. Double income, no kids.
This is getting worse.
Dicks and dykes.
Dicks and dykes. I can't.
Dongs and dykes.
Vote on our poll on social media on what you want to hear.
Deep dive into the vag.
Oh, God,
I can't.
Well, with that, we've got emotional baggage, we've got expired sunscreen, and we've got enough serotonin to last through your aunt's family values speech. We'll see you next time. This has been Apocalypse and Avocados. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to Apocalypse and Avocados. If you laughed, cringed, or yelled same at any point, do us a favor. Hit follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never have to miss an episode. If you really want to make our day, share this episode with a friend, or three, who needs some chaos and avocado energy in their life. Don't forget to follow us on socials for behind-the-scenes rants, memes, and questionable life advice. You'll find us everywhere at Apocalypse and Avocados. Seriously, your support keeps us going and might even save us from being replaced by podcasting robots. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.